From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our morning gospel program. Here we are at the 1st of October, the season of mists and mellow fruitfulness. We certainly have had a very nice period of autumn sunshine. How welcome it was. Today we will return to Mark chapter 9, looking at the concluding verses of the chapter. We are considering the Saviour's call for spiritual amputation of those things in our life which hinder us seeking the salvation of our soul. We're going to read those verses just now. Mark chapter 9, and we'll begin at the verse 43. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt, or lame, into life, than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter the kingdom of God with one eye, than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. For every one shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his saltiness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and of peace one with another. God will bless this reading from his precious word. Tonight at 9 o'clock I will be continuing our study in the central doctrines of the Christian faith, as well as introducing a new sermon tape, which we offer free. It's a sermon by Dr. John Douglas on why we defend the authorized version of the Holy Scriptures. We're going to have a hymn now. It's one that's particularly appropriate at this time. I recently attended the funeral of a very good friend in Christ, Brian Ferguson. Brian went to be with the Lord on Wednesday past. I pointed Brian to Christ 32 years ago when he was 18 years old. Now he is with the Lord. May the Lord bless and comfort his wife and his two sons, his mother, and all his brothers and sisters. We're remembering them very much in prayer at this time. Now here's a lovely hymn. It's the SMS Singers from Greenville in South Carolina, and they're singing Safe in the Arms of Jesus. Let us turn now to those verses that we have been considering in Mark chapter 10, where the Lord Jesus, in the verses 43 through to the end of the chapter, basically touches upon three very important matters. First of all, the absolute priority of the salvation of our soul. We have considered that already. Then, in order that we might pursue the salvation of our soul and set it first in our lives, above all other considerations, we are commanded by the Lord to remove, to cut off, to amputate anything that proves to be a stumbling block to the salvation of our souls. Two verses of Scripture I'd remind you of before we come to the main point of our study this morning. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and the verse 25, the Apostle Paul makes a reference to the Greek games, the old world Olympic games, as it were, and draws a lesson from the athletes on the field. He says, "And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things." He's careful as to how he eats and how he sleeps and how he acts, in order that he might not impair his performance on the field of athletics. "Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, shadow boxing, but I keep under my body, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." So that the discipline the athlete engages in order to win an earthly crown, is a picture of the discipline that should be exercised by the child of God to make sure that they win a heavenly crown. Again, another verse, Galatians chapter 5 and the verse 24. "They that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts," so that the true Christian will be seen to be one who is ever cutting off whatever it is that hinders, that offends, that in any way proves to be a stumbling block to his spiritual progress. Now, coming back again to Mark chapter 9, I want to take up one other matter that the Saviour deals with in the verses 43 to 50, and that is this, the awfulness of eternal punishment. That subject cannot be escaped when you read the words of the Lord Jesus here in these verses. For again and again and again he speaks of going into hell, and he describes it as a place where the fire shall not be quenched. Verse 43, verse 44, verse 45, verse 46, verse 48. So you see, again and again and again, the Savior makes reference to the awfulness of eternal punishment. It is real, men and women. It is real. It's not merely the subject that a preacher takes up in order to scare the wits out of his congregation. These are the words of Christ. Hell is real, and hell follows a sinful life. Those who die without the knowledge of God's pardon will perish everlastingly in hell. It's not only real, but it's dreadful. The phrase the Savior uses of it conveys to us something of the dreadfulness of hell. It's a place where the fire shall not be quenched. It is beyond the ability of our minds to comprehend just what this means. But the soul that perishes without Christ will dwell everlastingly in the place of unquenchable fire. May I just make one other point? My time is short today. Here is why it must be preached. If it is real, and if it is dreadful, then it must be preached. Woe unto the preacher who does not make clear mention of hell, who does not set it before his people with clarity, with emphasis, with passion, with fervency. What an awful thing it would be for the preacher to be charged with having failed to tell his congregation of the danger of hell. and it's my duty, given this opportunity to speak to you over the radio, to warn you that there is a hell, and if you do not come to Christ, if you do not get saved, if you do not seek pardon for your sins through His precious blood, then you will perish everlastingly in that dreadful place. Oh, heed the word of God today. Thank you for joining with us. God bless you. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.